Blog Talk Radio.
I can't breathe.
Everything needs to be perfect.
And I hope my friend can do anything to my computer because
Sheena. So, are you okay? Yes, we need to start. All right, Sheena, you're going to sit over there. You're going to do the operation, if you don't mind. Okay, don't worry. This is a... Okay, yes. Thank you. Sorry. I can't see. I can't breathe. Okay, yeah.
Family Power, every Wednesday, 7 to 8. I'm Dr. Billy Eisenberg. I'm your host. And it's a beautiful day in Florida, and this is my co-host.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sheena Benjamin-Wise, the co-host, and this is it's beautiful, beautiful, sunny evening here in South Florida in Boca Raton. And we're just so excited to have our guest tonight, this show. So, Billy, what's going on today?
Yeah, but before this show, it's not advice show, it's a talk show, and we're dealing with divorce, alimony, trauma, children, pain, all the good stuff in life. And again, it's a talk show, it's not advice show, and you can call us 347-945-7246. And I need to share something with you,
okay,
you know. It's a technical support. We tried to go online, and it was impossible to go online. And we're using my next-door neighbor, the SNY training, from their computer because we cannot able to get to our computer. So it's very tight here, but we're all excited.
Let's do them a favor and plug their business. What do they do?
You know what? I don't know. But before we're going to talk about them, how was your week, darling?
My week was good. It was busy. Today was overwhelmingly productive, but also very, very, very stressful. So,
friends,
you know,
we
have to release, and get rid of all this energy.
Absolutely.
And really bring in the positivity into the room.
Dr. Braun here. But let's talk about eBay. Did you know that was a glitch on the a password in eBay, and all the 145 million buyers on eBay have been told that they need to tell the passcode because I don't know how it works, but everything is open. So how many times a year are you changing your password?
My password all the time. I have several different passwords for different things. The bank has their own password. The Hotmail has their own password. Gmail has their. It's just,
how do you remember all of them?
You know, because they're various. They're it's okay. The same password, but
I know it's not. You have the technique. Okay.
With slight changes of that keeps it consistent for me, but impossible for everybody else.
Absolutely. And did you saw the last interview with Barbara Walters?
No, I did not.
It is amazing live. Did you saw the interview?
No.
That it was amazing. It was amazing live. And, you know, for our show, which I was talking to a few details, a few tricks, and it was really, really amazing. Something that I was seeing online, what do you think, how we need to legalize to weed, the marijuana? Because right now, it's medicine. So what do you think about it?
I think that's a great topic for us to talk about today, especially today with our special guest. But I think everybody has their own opinion as to what this product can do, and benefits and the disadvantages. I don't know. I think it's something.
What do you think of the one? I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I stopped you.
we'll hold that off.
Okay. And something for you, Sheena,
yes.
That I hope they're going to call you.
What's that?
It's the history divorce ever. It's Dmitry Robinland from, it's an oligarch from Russia, and he got divorced after, getting divorced after 24 years,
mm-hmm.
And the settlement was $0.45 million. So I hope they're going to call you. Because
well, they've already gotten a divorce.
It's just the beginning. I think they have a mediator. So if they listen to our show, you can need to call to?
You can call Sheena Benjamin-Wise at 954-783-9737. I have an office in Pompano Beach, Florida, serving Palm Beach and Broward County.
And you're the Wise?
The wisest choice.
Wise choices. All right. So, Sheena, do you want to introduce our guest for tonight?
Absolutely. Very excited. In particular, I'm excited about tonight's topic is because for the past two shows, we were talking about, you know, money and careers, but today we can really talk about women and health and everything that encompasses that. And I'm a pro-womanist, if that's a word, but I think so. And I would, and I'm very, very happy. She's a friend of ours, and I've had the opportunity to sit with her a couple of times to talk about her fabulous business, Abundant Health. And she's a chiropractor, and welcome everybody, Dr. Jane Groman.
Woo! Welcome to the show.
Well, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely.
So tell us about yourself a little bit. What you want our audience going to know about you?
Well, I've been a chiropractor since 1988, and I've studied nutrition, and I have two Bachelor of Sciences as well in biochemistry and genetics, and I've been practicing nutrition and chiropractic all that time, plus I'm a board-certified addictionologist.
You'll have to explain what that means
therapy.
A little bit later. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, I have a holistic wellness practice that involves both chiropractic, physical therapy, and all the normal things that you would be treating a basic injury and pain syndromes with, but I also have a wellness center, and I like to look at it as a very whole person wellness center involving nutrition, involving counseling, and involving all the things necessary to prevent chronic fatigue, stress, and premature aging, and to do that in the most drugless way possible.
Okay, so we really don't have to rely on those needles and chemicals to make us look young and fabulous anymore, right? Doctor, you're going to come and help us with all of that.
Look at her. She looks amazing.
Thank you.
Awesome.
So women are suffering today. I have to say that women are on the rise with all types of illnesses and diseases. In fact, we are overcoming men in terms of the statistics, but it is affecting both of us on a regular basis. For example,
mm-hmm.
What do you think the population percentage is for chronic pain and premature arthritis being diagnosed? I mean,
percentage-wise? You mean
a percentage of the population,
yeah.
About 65% under the age of 65 are being diagnosed
with arthritis,
with constant chronic pain, arthritis, fatigue, malaise. And that's just the beginning.
What do you think?
Sorry.
Really.
Why do you think that's what's happening to our population?
Well, it's a result of lifestyle. It's a result of the diet, the inability to manage stress, the inability to take appropriate therapies and instead living on over-the-counter medications as well as prescription medications, many of them being designed to create a management of pain, and in the process are either producing liver and kidney chronic problems, illnesses, thyroid fatigue, because your glands are affected by all types of drugs. And don't forget that many of the over-the-counter drugs that are not prescription needed, you know, people take it like candy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are basically a culture of pill in a bottle, get rid of the symptom.
If you're looking for these days, do you have any, and you can compare for percentage, like, say, 10 years ago or 15 years ago, I mean, because you say this is a lifestyle. And, you know, especially in Florida, I mean, not just in Florida, people live more, and people are using more medication. So can you give us the difference between, let's say, 10 years ago?
Yeah. It's costing us now over $500 billion just in overabuse of prescription pain meds because it's causing more pain. It's causing more depression. And, of course, it's causing chronic fatigue and a lot of illnesses.
So it wasn't
10 years ago,
yeah.
It was much less than that.
Do you know for potential how much less?
I'd have to look up that statistic, but it's such on the rise now that so many grants are being placed towards rehab facilities, and there's a reason for that. Many other studies are coming out now with a lot of alternatives in the field of drug because the FDA is very aware, and we're all very aware of the fact that many drugs that had well-intentioned, you know, goals have not been able to reach those goals. We are on constant medications for lowering cholesterol. I mean, it has become a style to just lower as much as possible cholesterol. You're talking about even in the semi-normal level. We're not talking about just cardiac risk here. So statins are known to cause chronic fatigue, right?
Yeah.
The chronic intake of prescription meds, the chronic inability to manage your stress, the chronic inability to manage pain, all of that leads to an enormous amount of expense with the government. I mean, they're so concerned, right, about the expenses in the areas of medicine, for example, that are unrelated. Let's say you have the illegal population coming in, for example. That's been, right, a very big debate.
Mm-hmm.
You have all the free people coming in through the hospitals and the ER. So, okay,
so
that's a problem. Yeah. But so are the problems of the common man and woman walking in and just constantly needing prescriptioning. I mean, we're not falling apart.
Let me ask a question. Picture this. Let's say her name is Diana. She's living in Italy. She's not an American.
Mm.
She is 46 years old. She just got divorced. She needs to work. She has a very busy life. Absolutely, she's stressful, and she don't need to see me because her life is okay. So what you can recommend to her just to be more healthy? I mean, just if she's going to call and she say, help me.
That's a great question. We need some tips for some of these women.
The first thing is diet.
Meaning? She's slim, she's going to the gym, she's not heavy.
You still have to check out the diet. That's not really, well, you see, you're talking about a symptom now. If they come across healthy and energetic on the outside, there is still a lot of stress going on depending upon diet choices. For example, how much sugar is in the diet? Certainly, if you're going to undergo everyday stress, I don't care if it's family-related, work-related, biological-related, right?
Mm-hmm.
What you want to make sure is that your diet is not chronically being filled up with hidden sugars.
Sugar. What does sugar do to us that makes us...
Well, sugar lowers the immune system.
I mean,
sugar is going to affect...
Right.
Well, sugar is going to affect everything in your body, of course. It's leading to numerous diseases. It lowers your immune system, of course. It leads to diabetes. You're talking about cardio risks involved, cardiac risks involved. And so sugar exhausts all the systems in the body. And what do you think controls stress? What are the master glands of stress? You talk about the adrenal glands, right? We'll know about that. You talk about the thyroid. Too much sugar will challenge both of those.
So if I have a problem with thyroid, so if I'm going to have less sugar, it's going to heal the thyroid? I mean, that's it's like a magic
thyroid.
Yeah.
The thyroid is affected by sugar levels. The thyroid is affected by stress due to toxins from drugs. The thyroid is affected by external stress, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the moment we go through a stressful event, a whole bunch of hormones cascade down, brain into the body, and, of course, that is where you need to have a holistic approach. Is the patient getting appropriate diet? Is the patient getting appropriate rest? Is the patient getting the appropriate health care needed to control
Let me stop you because it's amazing. But let's stay with Diana. You said that she needs to take care about the sugar. What else? I want to give her a lot of tips. What else? Sugar and what else?
Well, gluten.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very big topic in and of itself, but with high carbohydrates and grains, it's been already proven that this affects the brain. And, of course, you don't want to start creating brain fog, because that is the beginning of many other fatigue types of syndromes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. You're listening to the Family Power Hour. Tonight we have our very special guest, Dr. Jane Roman, who's talking to us about health and what and giving us tips on how to live a more abundant and healthy life. Please call in at 347-945-7246. And we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Rightstream Radio Network, tune in to host Daria Ann for Rightstream Tuesday. Daria Ann interviews talented authors in a variety of literary genres, from urban fantasy and historical romance to autobiography and science fiction. Rightstream Tuesday celebrates the creativity that flows through every author. It also delves into the all-important publishing and marketing aspects of writing, including the benefits. Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Rightstream Radio Network. Tune in to Military Monday with host John D. Gresham, author, military historian, and journalist. John delves into a unique aspect of U.S. military history, as well as current events and issues affecting our men and women in uniform. Featuring exceptional guests, military experts, and authors, Military Monday with John D. Gresham entertains, informs, and encourages listeners to support those who put it all on the line for freedom. Military Monday with John D. Gresham, Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Rightstream Radio Network.
And here we're back, Family Power Hour, every Wednesday, 7 to 8, and you have a lot of questions. And, Sheena, I think we have a caller.
We do. Hi, you're calling into the Family Power Hour tonight. Do you have a question for our caller? You're on the air.
Oh, hi. My name is Carol Bouchard, and I'm a patient of Dr. Groman's. And I just wanted to say how much I enjoy listening to her talk about health and well-being. I initially went to her because I've been sitting at a desk too long, and I had a lot of back and neck pain. And what I found to be really wonderful about Dr. Groman is that she has this total health and holistic approach. So it's not just what you would expect from a chiropractor. It's a more about how to eat, how to take care of yourself, stress reduction, things that we read about all day long that affect your health so seriously. So I'm very interested in listening to her talk about diet. I try very hard to eat a very healthy diet. I wanted to ask her about salt. Is sugar worse or is salt worse?
They're both about the same effect. They both create an imbalance in the body chemistry in very specific ways. And so the point is that when you're, you know, eating excessive salt and eating excessive sugar, pain and inflammation, that whole cycle begins. Once the pain and inflammatory cycle begins, it does affect the mind. There is a brain-gut connection, and that is the latest research out there in neurology, and we know that the brain and the gut are one and the same. We have two brains. And so, trust the gut, it's true.
I have been reading a lot about Alzheimer's
and
sugar.
Doing the diet, I mean, you feel much better, it's helped you.
Oh, my goodness, yes, it's helped me tremendously. I had a lot of pain, as I said. I was, I really was desperate, and it was very, very helpful to spend time. And I went, you know, I periodically go see Dr. Grohman and talk to her about what's going on, and she gives me direction as to what I should be doing. You know, the one thing that I desperately need her help with, I must confess, I'm a chocolate-holic. And I know sugar is bad for me. I know how bad sugar is. I mean, salt, screw salt. I don't care. I don't need salt. But the sugar is just so hard. The chocolate is so hard for me to I've tried to ration myself to have, you know, a little couple of pieces every day. But that's the thing that I can't seem to completely get a grip on. So I'll keep working on that. But I know Dr. Grohman is right about that because I've seen a lot of I've read a lot of articles recently about everybody's concerned about memory loss and Alzheimer's and all of that, and they say that sugar is just it destroys your brain
to handle stress.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned chocolate. I mean, there was a difference between if you're eating a dark chocolate.
Well, dark chocolate has a little bit more of an antioxidant capacity. Look, we're not going to be mavericks. All of us, including myself, enjoy chocolate.
I know. I was a little bit worried about sitting here. I didn't want to confess that I, too, need chocolate and ice cream.
Oh, my gosh. It's terrible.
It's
you can't get rid of it. Yeah.
A chocolate and ice cream. Thank you so, so much. And keep us posted. You can go to the website. And you can go to the Facebook Family Power Hour, and you can recommend about doctor. You can have a testimony for Dr. Grohman, and just write something for your experience. Thank you so much, and good luck.
Oh, thank you. I will do that. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Dr. Grohman, you mentioned diet. It's a gluten-free. It's a gluten-free. It's no sugar, no salt. So. We want to enjoy life, so what do we need to eat?
Enjoying life, that means vibrant energy, right? Vibrant physical and vibrant mental health. That is really enjoying life.
I'm sorry, but I know that when I'm under a lot of pressure and a lot of stress,
mm-hmm.
I will reach for that little ice cream and get that because for something happens psychologically for me. It's just like a little, So
when it becomes a habit, though, mm-hmm. and it becomes excessive, that's where we worry.
Yeah, but don't forget that people eating because when the stress because it's a comfort food. You need something. You have a huge void, and it's a two different between to be a addict to a food addict, mm-hmm. or just you need a comfort. You know, if you eat the chocolate, look at you look amazing. So, but if you and you still have a very good memory. I don't know who you are, but you have to remind me who you are.
I'm Tina Benjamin. Yeah, I love
But
you asked about
stuff. Yeah. And just a second, Dr. Grohman, we want to have your phone number. How are people going to find you? Here in Boca or you are in France? Yeah. Where are you?
561-393-6793.
Can you repeat again?
That's
I have a hard time, so I don't remember. Yeah.
And again, that's 561-393-6793 in Central Boca Raton.
She has a fabulous office. And where is your office located?
Just west of Paroline on Palmetto Park Road.
And if you're going on Palmetto, you're going west, you can see from the side a big sign, Dr. Jen Grohman. There she is. So you're going to find it. It's a lot of pack and plays, and you can find it very easily. You started. We have another caller, Sheena? Okay. So you mentioned...
Let's talk about healthy fats and how that can help not only your health and reduce your stress.
Okay.
Think about, again, the brain. The brain needs to work. It's made of cholesterol. Talking about good cholesterol, good healthy fats. Coconut oil is all the rage.
Okay, that's
coconut
a great
oil, flaxseed oil, and not only is it improving memory, but the immune function and energy level to such a degree that they're actually trying to make a pharmaceutical-grade coconut oil, seriously, for hundreds of dollars, when really good, extra virgin, confirmed organic, extra virgin coconut oil is now proven to be fabulous. You can eat it. You can cook with it. It will help your brain function, a sense of health and relaxation mentally. And doesn't that help counseling go through easier?
Absolutely.
Isn't it all about supporting that therapy as well?
Last week, I'm sorry, nobody can listen now. Well, last week we did a lunch, and you told me, dinner, and you told me about the Edamame, and so I started eating it. It's good. I don't know. So what portion? You said it's health to your brain. It helps the digesting. So tell me.
If you didn't hear that correctly, that was edamame.
Yeah. What, I have an accent?
I love that.
Here's a caveat. First of all, edamame is a bean. It's soy. Mm-hmm. So long as there's no soy allergy, in moderation, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Excellent source of protein. It also possesses several enzymes that are very, very helpful. But you asked about another tip, and I wanted to also talk about, what about vitamin D? A sense of well-being with vitamin D.
But we live in Florida. We're in the sun, so why do you need a vitamin D?
Most of us are working for a living. Listen to this, the latest statistic.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we live in Florida, so could you imagine what a deficit exists everywhere else?
Mm-hmm.
They still find vitamin D is rising like a rocket when it comes to deficiency, and it's global. And what's happening is that we are in front of computers all day, and we are working our tails off, men and women, all day long, sitting, and inside, fluorescent, and inside. So that is why, as we start to lose D and bone density, right, why do you think the doctors are then prescribing that loading first, that 30, 40, or 50,000 IUs a week, depending upon your tests, of course. But what I'm trying to say is you can never really get, if you're taking safe amounts, really, in moderation, you can never get too much D. D supports so many things, from cardiac to brain to gut. You need it. So take some D.
All right.
Take some D.
Can you replace the vitamin D and you go, I know in Russia they're doing this, they're going, 20 minutes every day to the sun on the beach. So
you're getting a wonderful dose
then.
But don't forget, too, we have developed, and for very good reasons, sunblocks.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta keep thinking that way. And who fries their skin anymore?
Yeah.
You shouldn't, right?
Yeah.
But the double-edged sword is many of us are vitamin D deficient for that reason.
All right.
And milk in the old days, yes, a little more D, a little more fat in the milk. Today, no. And so many of us need vitamin D. Virtually everyone can benefit from what you call, remember, the antioxidants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That whole grouping of the vitamin A and all the other wonderful herbs and vitamins out there to help prevent what? Premature aging. That's what antioxidants are about.
Yeah,
I mean, before you put your face on, numerous Botox injections, I would worry and look within to see, what is stressing and aging prematurely? Because that's how you handle everyday stress. That's how your mood swings are going to be determined. And so if you're going through divorce or you need to go through a family transition, my biggest recommendation is let's get that body under control, because your attitude and your body are one and the same.
Go to the bottom, look amazing, and let's be jealous.
Yeah.
So we do have a caller.
I'll bend my rule. Of course you use whatever it takes to look great. Oh, boy.
Hi, you called into the Family Power Hour. Do you have a question for our guest tonight?
Yes, I do.
Hi.
My name is Nick LaBanca. Hey, how are you?
Good. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
So
thank you for having Dr. Grohman on. I've been a patient at Dr. Grumman's for a while. I haven't seen her in a bit, and I need to get back up there. But as she knows, I have, if you call it an addiction to carbohydrates, breads, cheeses, being Italian, I was raised with them in my diet constantly. Is there something I can substitute, you know, to satisfy those cravings and help get my weight down to control, you know, my blood pressure, cholesterol, stuff like that?
Great question. Yeah. Well, that's a whole seminar I could spend on that. However, let's start first with this. Do we need carbohydrates? Okay, well, the latest research states not really. When you talk about carbohydrates, okay, it is a critical food group per se. Yes. However, in simple sugars, we don't want to have an excess of that because that does affect chronic fatigue, pain, and then your ability to handle stress. So why not choose, number one, if you really do need your starches every day, a gluten-free starch? Just don't go overboard on the wheat.
What's a gluten-free starch?
Well, they're made specifically. The reason they have gluten-free products is because the way that the grain is produced, it is not the same as 100 years ago. You have to realize. And so, yes, your grandma and grandpa might have lived to be 80, 90, 100 with no gluten complications. Today, it's very different. When you're looking for that carbohydrate, why not get it from vegetables? Acorns.
I do like
and
my vegetables.
Fruit.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the problem is, you know, just growing up on bread, you know, I had to have bread to start my dinner. And, you know, and now as an adult, I'm definitely paying the price. I don't metabolize like I used to when I was younger.
That's because excess sugar and all the overdosing that you're doing goes into triglyceride and into fats, of course. And if you're not burning that off, that's where the danger is. We're not talking about loading on pasta, marathon running. We're talking about sitting for a living like you and I and everyone else does, or standing for a living, being quite still, and taking in this constant sugar and fat. But you need to find other resources because you will get your energy back.
So less pasta and more veggie. That's, and for Italian person, it's not easy.
Not only Italian person, I'm an Italian food lover. So is my tongue going to know the gluten's not there?
No, your immune system is going to know.
Mm.
Oh, yes.
So my tongue may not be happy, but my immune system is going to love it.
Much easier on the digestion.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it goes hand-in-hand with weight management as well.
So when you go to buy grocery, just buy everything gluten-free. So you have another question?
No, I just wanted to say thank you very much, and I will try and get up there as soon as possible. I've been traveling
a lot.
Take care,
Nick.
Do you have a number? Can you give the number again, Dr. Blumen?
561-393-6793.
All right, call it tomorrow, and good luck to you.
Thanks, Dr. Grumman. Thank you very much. Have a good evening, ladies.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Grumman, I have another question. That's when you're going to buy, right now, every product has a label, and you can see gluten-free, the ingredient at every so what I need to look for when I'm going to Publix to buy something?
First, let's understand one thing. I need to put a caveat in here. Gluten, not everybody is gluten sensitive, but of course, it's a known fact that putting too much grain into your body in general, again, leading to that excess sugar, that excess fat, and that inflammation process. That's why it's so important to be careful with that. That being said, however, doses here and there of high wheat gluten type products, it's not going to harm, except if you're a celiac patient. We won't get into that, folks, but that's basically someone that absolutely can't tolerate whatsoever. But let's talk about that excellent grocery list. Getting back to that, the first thing is we want to make sure we're loading up on salad and as much as possible every day. And I'm thinking about colors of the rainbow. Eat every color of the rainbow. Radishes are red, tomatoes are red, right? Apples are red. Now you go into the greens, the yellows, even the blacks, the eggplants. All the colors of the rainbow is what the well-known Dr. Perlmutter and many other people are recommending. And that is because you have every enzyme, every cofactor, every natural booster as it exists in nature, in those colors, whether it's in the skin or in the product itself. So loading up on salad, fruits, and vegetables, and making sure that your milk and your dairy, please, folks, dairy needs to be organic.
Mm-hmm.
Why? And I'm not even an extremist with this. I wasn't even personally organic until relatively recently. That's because of the antibiotic factor. That's because of the hormone factor. Well, hormone, too much estrogen. Even the men don't need it. So you don't want to be going crazy with your dairy. And if you're having dairy, perfect, but get it organic.
We're doing the show from amazing people. It's Hanan and Siggy. And Siggy, you're right. You're absolutely right. She stopped to eat dairy. I mean, she really just was veggie, and she looked amazing. And she said that it's helping me more energetic. So so you're right.
Oh, yes.
And we have another guest here, you know, Michelle. She is, I guess she just came here. Do you have any questions to know? You're young. Young people like to eat pizza, and what do you like to eat? Oh.
Congratulations.
So,
all right.
The topic is a little bit interesting to me because I was coming at it from the other end.
All right.
So.
Do you have any questions to Dr. Gorman? First, I'm really proud of you. Good for you. So it was interesting that they invited me this time to do the show.
I get everything she's saying, but I'm sure most of her patients come from the other end of the spectrum.
Well, eating disorders are quite unique. When you come out of that and into recovery, actually, you almost become the poster child of how to eat well and how to combine your foods, right?
Yeah.
Good for you. So we applaud you. So another tip that we want, Dr. Gorman, that's let's go. You didn't answer me for the edamame. What? I think every night, and you said that it's going to help you. It's great, you know, when I need something to eat at night, when I crave, this is a great. So what's the portion I need to eat?
A handful of edamame is fine. If you don't have a soy sensitivity, that's perfectly fine. You're getting protein in there. You're getting very specific enzymes that are wonderful. You're even enhancing some hormonal balance. But there are some people, like I said, that are sensitive to it. But it is a wonderful snack.
Yeah.
Rather than choosing a tortilla chip.
Absolutely, and it's good. So thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Just moving off of food a little bit, I want to talk about, really taking the time to come in for those adjustments and putting your body in line, because you know what, we're busy and sometimes we don't remember to do that or don't want to take the time to do it. So, Dr. Roman, tell us.
When the last time you did an adjustment?
24 months ago.
Month. All right. So, good. All right.
Well, you know, stress is a perception, correct? And your nervous system controls everything in your body. Chiropractic medicine for years has always been on the premise that you must eliminate chronic stress, abnormal joint motion, abnormal muscle tension, and abnormal nerve pressure, which as a culture, you know, you breed just in your lifestyle or your work lifestyle. But what about just being human and walking as a biped on this earth? Gravity is always pulling at us.
You.
We certainly get it when it comes to our face, but it happens in the spine as well.
Oh.
And so the chiropractic manipulation techniques that I use are very, very gentle for all ages, and they're very effective along with the therapeutic stretching and exercises that we do on each visit or prescribe with the nutrition. I take it as a whole picture. The chiropractic adjustment is wonderful to boost the immune system. It's been shown to boost oxygen levels in the blood. It is a terrific way to heal virtually almost every painful injury without the use of drugs. But it has to be correlated, right? The proper diagnosis And then a treatment that I always involved, utilizing physiotherapy, massage, the chiropractic, the nutrition, and taking it as a whole picture. But what about, hold it, folks, do you ever think about treatment just for maintenance and wellness? You exercise for maintenance and wellness. You change oil in a car for maintenance and wellness.
So how many times?
So we should do maintenance and wellness, and this is the prevention, the magic in preventative medicine.
So if you're talking about prevention and maintenance, so how often you recommend to do the adjustments? I mean,
well, I recommend rejuvenation and just immune-boosting type treatments in the absence of real problematic acute problems to come in once a month, even every quarter. You know that I have patients coming into me since 1989. Every 4 months since then.
Wow.
Now, that to me, yeah, I mean, to me, that's the joy of practice, the prevention and the wellness aspect of it.
Just listening to you, I feel my back hurting.
Yeah. You know, we're going to take a break and we're going to do the adjustment. So you recommend, like, if not every month, just every quarter, just to do the maintenance?
It depends on each individual, but I take a lot of strapping athletes that have zero complaints, and I still check for nerve pressure and rejuvenate and really eliminate a lot of abnormal, as we said, joint motion, muscle tension, and what? Nerve pressure. And we have very special ways of measuring that, and between that and the massage on each visit, and really, who cannot benefit from once every 4 to 6 months coming in? That is on the extreme low end. I have patients that also decide to, you know, prioritize and come in because they just feel great once a month. It just depends.
We're going to leave you with a question because most of the people want to know about anti-aging.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go to break because we all want to look young.
All right. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock Eastern, tune in to Right Stream Radio Network for Just Believe with author and metaphysician Lisa Tarvis. Lisa interviews experts in the areas of health and wellness, alternative healing, paranormal phenomena, intuitive guidance, and positive living. With her own inimitable down-to-earth style, Lisa makes both guests and callers welcome and appreciated. Just Believe with Lisa Tarvis, Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central, here on the Right Stream Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need 2 steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
In a moment, cancer changed our lives forever.
We were told nothing could be done to enjoy these final moments together.
But in that moment, when all seemed lost,
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital gave us hope.
Because at this moment, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is saving lives with pioneering research and care. We're changing the way the world treats childhood cancer by sharing our discoveries with doctors and scientists everywhere.
And we'll never have to pay St. Jude for anything, ever.
At this moment, she wants to be in her own bed.
I want to be back at school with my friends.
I want to be outside playing.
Please take a moment and join St. Jude in finding cures and saving children. Visit stjude.org.
And we're back, Family Power Hour, every Wednesday at 7 to 8 p.m., not a.m. And, of course, you can call us at 347-945-7246. But we're talking about the IT agent, so I don't know who you are, darling. So who you are?
I am Sheena Benjamin-Wise, family law attorney, and I practice here in
Palm Beach and Broward County. My office is at in Boca Raton, and my office is in Pompano Beach. And you can reach me at 954-783-9737. And women love this topic of anti-aging.
Yes.
We buy so much money, spend so much money on creams and doctors and doing all that kind of stuff to look better because, you know what, young people look marvelous. And we want to hold on to that look for as long as we can. And it just slips, it seems to slip away through our fingers like sand.
And I think this industry, you know, people don't mind to spend a million and millions because we all, you know, they say that the world belongs to the young people. Yes, and we all want to stay young, you know, and I know, you know, I'm going to be on air, but you know how old I am. And I want to look good. I want to look young. And if it's connect to if you're depressed, you don't feel good. If you look good, you know, and I know it's very important how you feel inside. Absolutely. That's why people come to see me and to see you. But if you look good and you feel that you're sexy and you, I mean, so it's change your behavior. So,
I have a quick story.
Yeah.
My daughter is 12, and so apparently, you know, they started talking about moms and everything, and then we find out that I'm the oldest mom of all the kids, their mom, I'm the oldest mom. But when they saw me, they kind of saw me in the courtyard and something, and they thought I was her sister.
Oh.
And I was like,
yeah, I saw your sister, baby. Yeah, she looked at me. She
yeah.
told she looked like your sister.
But
yeah.
I'm the oldest mom, yeah, but her friend group.
Yeah, you have another child that you're going to go to school, so.
Even more old. So please help me,
no.
Dr.
Yes. Talk about Isaac Agent. We want the end of this hour to look young and sexy.
Feel young.
Feel young and look young. I want to look young, yeah.
Well, isn't it all about the internal health?
All right, so.
How you think and how you feel?
Yeah.
Okay. After that, you have to exercise. You have to move more and eat less. You know, everybody is so involved in these diets. How do you prevent aging? Well, first of all, you have to keep moving.
Uh-huh.
You cannot be sedentary and expect everything to be preserved. I don't care what kind of cream you're using. Right, short of the injections and, of course, short of the other external possibilities, but that's not my specialty. What you want to make sure that you're getting enough antioxidants, the vitamin A, right, the vitamin C. It's important to have zinc, all the things that your skin drinks up, magnesium. These are the elements of skin, and you actually need to make sure that you're using creams that also contain proper fatty acids, right? I mean, people tell me I look very young. That's because I'm utilizing coconut oil on my skin.
Because you are 29 years old. So
Yes, 29 eternal. Instead of forever 21, I'm forever 29.
I like. You say exercise. I think, I mean, most of the women and the men these days go to the gym. I mean, are you going to the gym? Are you going to start to go to the gym? Are you going to the gym?
Yes.
How many times a week?
Four.
Four times?
A week, and I'm not an extremist.
Yeah.
But everybody has to treat their body individually, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't push weights very heavily. I stand for a living, and I'm really working with people using, you know, all types of pushing and pulling and forth all day long.
Right.
But the gym is fine. If you don't want to go to a gym, walking. Just walking is a gift. It's very, very effective and very cheap in anti-aging, and they're finding this out now.
Yeah.
Now, years ago, they purported, oh, just do that 20 minutes. Well, nah, right now you need to do about those 35 or 45 minutes at least. Why? Because you're sitting all day.
Right.
Or what about the person that's standing all day? What about the lawyers in court, like, you know, yourself arbitrating, whatever, mediating? Or what about someone that's in front of the PC all day dealing with that? Very difficult. So you have to move a lot. You have to think about those antioxidants. The vitamin C is critical. Critical.
I'm going to the gym 3 or 4 times a week. I try to do everything. And we're going to take with a friend that she's listening right now. Her name is, it would start with CH. We're not going to mention her name. We're going to start to take pole dancing.
Pole dancing.
And, you know, and I know it sounds very sexy, but no.
Come to one class, you'll see it's not sexy at all. It'll be sweating.
And that's part of the cause of the core. But yes, when you go to the gym, when you finish the gym, you feel more energetic. What else? What do you have else to share with us, Dr. Borman?
Well, I love yoga.
That's one of the things that I've always wanted to do. I just, you know, have to carve out that time in the week.
Deep breathing and yoga.
Mm-hmm. What's special yoga?
Yoga, first of all, reestablishes the proper tone in the musculature and allows each joint to stretch, and hopefully with safety. You have to be with the right trainer. You have to be in the right class for yourself, because if you have, for example, a curvature of the spine, a scoliosis, a whiplash, certainly yoga can damage. There is no, you know, everything is perfect out there. I don't believe in that. I think that's marketing at that point. Yoga is not perfect for everybody, but when done properly at the right level, yoga rejuvenates the mind, body, and spirit. And that's where wellness medicine is going today. That's your final frontier.
I don't know if you know, but there's so many kind of yoga. There's a special yoga you can recommend?
No, I'm not. It's too complicated.
Yeah,
I won't go into that.
No.
But, you know, breathing yoga, you can do just hatha yoga. You could do, you know, any other type of yoga, so long as it's suitable for your body. Meditation and just quieting the mind is very important. Having some quiet downtime to boost the immune system, to make sure the neurotransmitters in your brain, those feel-good chemicals, folks, those are your natural drugs. If you want to get your brain and your body in alignment and relaxed and harmonious and have harmony in your household, make sure those neurotransmitters are staying even. If you're hyperactive all the time, it will eventually lead to burnout.
I have a question for you. You did what you do for so many years. What intrigued you to do
chiropractic?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I had a lot of injuries as a child. I was an avid horseback rider, jumping. I did skiing and basketball. And at that time, they were not aware of my peripheral vision problems. So I kept jumping, getting aggressive with the horses, falling off the horse, getting back on, because you never give up in my family. Falling off the horse, getting back on. And eventually split my pelvis, L4, L5, nearly broke, several bones in the neck. It could have been a lot worse. And knee injuries, and had all kinds of problems. And it was a chiropractor, not just the orthopedist and not just the physical therapist, but a chiropractor that I discovered just serendipitously, and my parents being open enough to it, right, you're going way back, that got me well. And it was that team effort. And I remembered that, and I said, you know what, when I can do this, I will go back. I will embrace chiropractic medicine along with all the other fields of healing. So my approach was, you know, multifactorial from the beginning.
Can you share a story that one of your patients came to your office and you did something that changed his life, her and his life?
Recently I had a patient actually who came in. He was going through a very, very severe divorce. It was just tremendously stressful. Child custody issues, at the same time, job of many years, letting go.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we were at. And in the background, just a generally, you know, tense guy that sits for a living, like most executives. And I decided to not only give him chiropractic and physical therapy and exercises and therapeutic stretching, all of that, but I decided to use something special that I had used in my addiction part of the practice called auriculotherapy, which is the stimulation of very specific points in the ear that are also used, yes, in acupuncture, but these are more direct, powerful points that actually go in and affect changes on the neurotransmitters of the brain and can actually create very positive effects very quickly. So we don't only use it in addiction as it relates to recovery and helping the cravings. I used it to induce relaxation and improved sleep. So this man who was having insomnia, I'm telling you the truth, who had insomnia for years on constant Ambien, and other drugs, weaned off. We weaned him off very slowly with his primary care physician, and he is now drug-free, able to handle the stress of this divorce, and actually more in a mediation mode rather than that constant fighting mode. And I have to say, it's really, isn't that all about body, mind, and spirit and making sure everything is so healthy and well connected? I think that was one of the most dramatic patients I had recently.
So you're using the acupuncture needles or just the pressure?
No, it's not acupuncture. Mm-hmm. It is actually an impulse instrument. It uses very specific microcurrent pulses that actually match the magnetic frequencies of the brain. And I'm trained to use this, and of course it helps insomnia.
ADHD. Oh, yeah. How it's ADHD?
Because the neurotransmitters are, rebalanced, and again, the relaxation is induced in the brain, just like acupuncture would do so, only this is a very quick, very direct connection, and it does help focus. I also place them on special amino acids, of course, which also assists in ADD and ADHD, lack of focus. Of course, these people are also under the guidance of their physician, especially if they're on medication related to that. But most of them, thankfully, really are able to wean down from that medication.
It's not the first time I hear you speaking, and it's amazing. Every time I learn something else, and it seems like you're so excited to do what you do. So I'm going to ask you a question. I took something from Barbara Walters. We have time. With Barbara Walters. Dr. Jen Groman is completely
I am extremely passionate and impassioned by the work I do. It is a calling in life. I really believe that. From an early age, I was always looking towards the natural. And I feel that a person's life is complete when they give back to the community and they feel they've made a difference. With the counseling occupation that you're in, I'm sure, Sheena, you can relate to that feeling you get when the right thing, even as difficult and as long drawn out battling as it is, the right thing was done for not only the couple but for those children.
Yes.
And that's how I feel about my work.
How people can find you? Can you repeat the number again?
They can find me on Earth at 563-693-6793. Thank you so much, Dr. Billy.
Well,
Dana.
You know what? I really want to share with everybody, this is somebody that, I've had the pleasure of interacting with, and she really is an amazing individual. And please take the time to get to know her, get to know her practice. Her staff is also very helpful and loving. So just give them the number one more time.
561-393-6793.
And something personal I want to say, because every time you have a question or you have any idea, if you have a stomach pain and you don't know what to do, you call Dr. Groman and she says, don't spend a lot of money. You can do this, you can buy this, and every time it's helping, it's amazing.
Yes.
So, again, you are, darling?
You are listening to the Family Power Hour tonight with myself, Sheena Benjamin Wise, family law attorney, practicing in Broward County. And you can reach me at 954-783-9737. You can send me an email at sbwise@wiselaw.com, or you can tweet me at sbwiselaw.
Tweet.
And I'm Dr. Billy Eisenberg. I'm clinical psychology and family therapist. And since I don't believe in long-term therapy, I guarantee you start to see results after the first session. You can reach me at 561-271-7106. You can email me, drbeisenberg@gmail.com. And don't tweet me because I don't know how to use it. Next week we have... I have it with you again. But next week we have Lisa Travis, Just Believe. And we'll open the line to all of you that you want to have, that she's going to reach you. It's going to be an amazing show. She's going to be, I think, in my office, and it's going to be a great show. Anything before you want to add before we say goodnight?
Yes, my email is drg@drgroman.com. That's drg@drgroman.com. I'll take any any email, anytime, and answer.
Do you have a website, Dr. Groman?
Of course, it's drgroman.com.
All right.
And you can listen to the archive tomorrow. You have all the information, and please call Dr. Groman because I think she's really know her stuff. Thank you, my dear Sheena, and thank you, Emma. See you, all of you, next Wednesday.
Good night, everyone. Mm-hmm.